007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Well, Garrett, good afternoon, or should I say good morning. Thank you for joining us at this ungodly hour in downtown LA. How are you?
Afternoon, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, I thought I'd be saying to you, how are things in sunny California, but the weather has been problematic.
It has. Not the case when I arrived, actually. It was absolutely gorgeous, but it's taken a turn for the worst and it's kind of upset everything. I was at the Oscar Wilde Honouring the Irish event on Thursday night, and that just about survived. There was a sort of little sprinkling of rain in the afternoon, but it cleared up. It's an outdoor event that took place at Bad Robot, and you just kind of thought, what happens if it does rain? This party is over. And just towards the end of the night, it did, and everybody rushed inside. And that's kind of the thing you think about in terms of the Oscars as well, because these things are designed for outdoors.
Yeah.
So I was down at the red carpet yesterday to have a look.
They have it covered, though, don't they?
They do. Yeah. You want to see, actually. It's like a massive operation to cover it. But I've posted some pictures and a little bit of video there on Twitter, at Garrett Daly, and you can have a look. You can retweet them as well to see the type of efforts that they're going to. They have the carpet covered in a sort of polythene, you know, and I think it's, 600 metres long. But it looks soaked underneath as well. The rain has just been so heavy.
Wow.
And it's really awful on everybody, and people are trying to push the water off the roof. I mean, they have it so well covered, but the water is spilling down everywhere. It's like,
it's extraordinary. I never remember that happening before. Yeah.
No, I don't think so. And it's cold. That's the other thing. Oh. So God help these poor celebrities as they walk down the
and their little goonies.
They're little goonies, but it's miserable. That's the thing. And you don't expect that at all. But it has changed kind of the nature. Now, it's okay kind of at the moment, but the thing is, these storms have been blown in and happening instantly, and we're really noticing it because it just is not built for bad rain.
Cars, tell me about the limo hire this year.
This is one of the biggest things, of course, from the day. It's estimated that there's about $4 million spent on limousine services on the day itself. About 1,200 cars are going to pull up outside the Dolby Theatre. So now there's one thing that's kind of happening, and I saw it in operation at the party the other night, and I see people using it. I met a journalist from CBS the other day who was using it, and this is the Uber app. Have you heard of this?
No, what's this?
This is an app that will call you a cab. You kind of put in all your details. Ashton Kutcher is actually one of the backers behind it, but it's a really popular app. And what happens is you have your details in it, so you sort of have an account, and it calls your cab, and you watch your cab in live time coming to you, and it sort of tells you your cab will be with you in 2 minutes. I see people getting really angry. They're like, oh, my cab's not going to be here for 2 minutes. Where is it? And they're tracking it, and then it arrives, and it tells them your cab has arrived. And
it's a rather nice cab,
driver. But it has a picture of your driver and everything. So by the time you get in, you say, you know, hi, Tom, how are you? You know who's driving and everything. It's
only in
really,
Hollywood.
Really kind of, only in Hollywood. So they reckon some people are going to be using that because, you know, it'll call up their cab for them, and they can request what type of cab. So they'll probably pick an SUV that will drop them off at the red carpet.
Exactly. So tell me a little bit about the Oscars buzz over there. What are you picking up?
Well, I mean, it's going to be an interesting show because, you know, they're so ratings driven and they're desperate to attract good ratings. I mean, I think it costs something like $75 million as a license fee to broadcast it. So they got about $41 million last year, and they're going to push, obviously, for more. Ellen, of course, is hosting the show this year. And
I think there's positivity about her, isn't there?
I think so. I mean, it's a total different approach to Seth MacFarlane.
Mm.
And, you know, she has hosted it before. We'll kind of see. Their theme is heroes. That's the theme of the night.
Okay.
So I think there's going to be kind of, you know, certain slots in the show that's dedicated to these Hollywood heroes. There's rumors that Sidney Poitier, 87 years of age, is going to be making an appearance. Kim Novak as well. Bette Midler is going to be performing on the night, Pink as well, and there's going to be a tribute to The Wizard of Oz, which is 75 years old. So we're not quite sure what's going to be done. But
I think I heard her kids might, Judy Garland's kids might be turning up.
I think that's the type of thing that they'll do. And of course, you know, Oscar loves to sort of honour pastimes. They love the nostalgic moment. And I think that's what they're going to sort of drive for through the show. And if they put together something with that bit of razzmatazz as well, that's the ratings driver, I think.
Once everybody dries off from the rain.
Once everybody gets their Uber app ready and call it up. Could you imagine the rush when 3,300 people in the Dolby Theatre goes onto their Uber app?
It's extraordinary.
Right,
it's extraordinary. Let's talk predictions. I mean, word on the street seems to be 12 Years a Slave, best movie, and then best director will go to Gravity. What's been said over there?
Well, they do various different polls in the Hollywood Reporter in the few days beforehand. In other words, they get voters, actual Academy voters, and they ask them in secret, well, who did you vote for? And it's kind of been swinging a little bit between Gravity and 12 Years a Slave. And then there's a lot of people who are in the camp of American Hustle as well. It's actually one of the years where you're finding it hard to choose some of the categories. I think you're right. I think it's going to go to 12 Years a Slave for Best Picture. And I think, you know, Gravity will pick up in the Best Director category. But then you just can't rule it out. I mean, you look at that Best Directing category, David O. Russell could steal in there for American Hustle. I think Martin Scorsese is definitely out of the race.
I don't think
they're going to consider Wolf of Wall Street, which is extraordinary when you think, you know, Martin Scorsese picture is always potentially there.
Has there been a bit of chat in terms of the best actor gong? I mean, everyone was saying Matthew McConaughey. Has there been a bit of chat about Leonardo DiCaprio this week?
There is. Well, it's great to sort of earwig. And, and I was, because I was with a lot of the journalists yesterday in the Lowe's Hotel, which is right beside the Dolby Theatre, they were all chatting away about it. You could hear them saying, well, Harvey's going to push this actor, and I think this is their year. There's a lot of talk about Matthew McConaughey, that he's going to take it for Dallas Buyers Club. And then again, going back to that voting, Leonardo DiCaprio came out in that, and people justifying it that, okay, the movie's not going to get a huge amount of awards, but they feel that it is his year and that he deserves it. So it's a real tussle. And I think it's the same. And, you know, you go to the actress. Now, Cate Blanchett is standing out in the leading
category. Yeah,
you know, but then you look and you think, how can Meryl Streep not be considered? Because she is just
because she's Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep, and she will get a record, I think, if she gets an Oscar, because she will then, I think, equal the record, I think, of Katharine Hepburn, who has the most. So, you know, there's that as well. But look at Philomena is there.
It's looking like it'll get a screenplay gong, I think, adapted screenplay.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, Philomena Lee was actually at the event the other night that I was at Bad Robot. So, you know, Miramax, or not Miramax, oh, that's a slip there. Harvey wouldn't like that. Weinstein are great at pushing, you know, the smaller movie and getting Oscar glory. And, you know, Philomena is that movie. There's a lot of talk about it. You know, people are saying that they find it such a heartfelt story that it has struck a chord. And I think, as you say, best adapted screenplay is probably where it's going to go. And having Judi Dench there in the crowd is also going to probably help, you know.
And it was a superb performance. You know, some great performances this year. That's really what it's about. And there's such huge competition. Let's talk about the Irish interest, Michael Fassbender and U2. What's the word on the street about those nominations?
It's hard to see that it's going to be Michael Fassbender's year, which is a bit of a shame because he's up against Jared Leto and Dallas Buyers Club, who's won most of the awards up until now. You know, Barkhad Abdi is there for Captain Phillips.
I know, again, great performances.
They're all great performances, and it hasn't been the case for Fassbender up until now in terms of, you know, picking up the awards. I think his time will come. I mean, he's a super actor.
Yes.
He's been nominated before. Will it be his year? I'd love to see if it is, but I just have a feeling that the momentum is there with Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah, and I think U2 stand a good chance.
I do. I mean, but I don't know if you've noticed over the last couple of weeks, I mean, Happy has played everywhere. But I think in terms of marketing, you two have done very well. I mean, your appearance on the Jimmy Fallon show, you know, playing the song up on top of the roof, you know, they've really kind of made an announcement that they're back. They're all going to be performing on the night. But yeah, I'd love to see you two in it. They were nominated before for the Martin Scorsese picture of the Gangs of New York. So it would be great to see them win it. Pharrell, it stands for themselves. I mean,
and
I
Frozen is in there too, which is hugely popular. Yeah. So it's an interesting one. We'll see. It's hard to call that one, I have to say, this year. Finally, where will you be watching the Oscars?
I'm going to be watching it just across the road from Dolby Theatre. I was at an event there last year, so I'm going to fight my way through the weather again to get there. They have sort of big screens, and then all the people who are at the event float over to the hotel as well.
So a bit of celeb spotting then.
A little bit. It's the Roosevelt Hotel, where the very first Oscars were held. So there's a bit of a vibe there as well. That's the closest I can get to it on Sunday night. But then, as you said, there'll be a bit of spotting as everybody comes in after the event, and I'll get to chat to everybody as well there.
Brilliant. And just a final word I meant to say to you, that you were on the green carpet promoting your own feature film.
That's right. Yes, we were invited over along with members of our cast to promote A Nightingale Falling. This is my first fiction film. It's a period drama, historical drama set in 1920s Ireland, starring Tara Brannock, Gerard McCarthy and Mirren Bird. So it was a great opportunity for us. We are just finishing the movie now. The plan is to attract distribution here and also in Ireland, and look at a release later this year in Ireland. So it's been a massive boost to us for a small indie film to get in the room with such notable people and to have our presence out here for
that's
a
wonderful.
Small indie. So it is. It's great. We're absolutely thrilled with it. And it's spelled good times ahead, I think, for this movie.
Brilliant. Well, listen, we'll do the post-mortem with you when you are back. Enjoy the rest of your stay in LA. And thanks so much for getting up in the middle of the night to talk to us.
No problem at all. Lovely to talk to you, Aideen. And I'll see you soon.
Thanks, Gareth. Take care.